This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, of course, we have all sorts of things going on today. But I think one of the most significant things is this story about the American journalist who was a bit beheaded and cut up over by these terrible terrorists over there in ISIS, which is fighting in both Iraq and certainly in Syria. Now, what they never tell you is that we financed, we created, we armed ISIS. You can go up on the internet, you can check this out. Simply type in CIA financed ISIS. We did this a couple of years ago. You have to have an enemy, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to have a war. And you've got to have atrocity stories. And you go back to World War I. How did they get America into that war? Well, we learned all about those terrible Huns, and they were cutting off the breasts of women and amputating the hands of little Belgian boys and raping the Belgian women. It was all a lie. But you were able to convince the American people to go to war, and 120,000 Americans died for absolutely nothing. It was all a lie. We prolonged the war for another by coming in another year and killed probably an extra 5 million people. And because in World War II, we heard these stories of the Bataan Death March and about the wicked Germans. And certainly the Germans did a lot of terrible things. But nobody ever points out that all during the war, we were financing the Germans, American factories, 100 of them, operating over there in Germany, General Motors, General Electric, AT&T, 100 American factories building the weapons in Germany for the Nazis so that we could have a war. Because if you don't have an enemy, how are you going to get a war? And then, of course, the first Gulf War, that had to do with the bayoneting of those helpless little infants thrown out of the bayonet. And the second, the war was the weapons of mass destruction, which didn't exist. You have to have an atrocity story. And so you see the building up the things as they're doing today, as far as Iraq is concerned, and the wicked ISI, who we created and funded, you realize that they are preparing for a war, and we're going to be drawn into it in one way or another. Our guest today, Terry Cook. Terry, you pick up the story, and we don't have to talk about that, but I just wanted our listeners to begin to understand that when you see so much publicity focused on a specific issue, you know very well that this is a prelude to some sort of a conflict.
Actually, Dr. Stan, you wrote my byline, my prelude line. It's perfect for the subject matter of our discussion tonight, which is titled The Ordo Ab Caio Crucible.
Okay, fine. Well, you go right ahead. Now, for those of you who don't know Terry Cook, Terry certainly has been in the military. He's been a police officer. He's certainly worked for at least 20 years trying to educate people. He's written a number of books, I think about 11 of them, and we carry some of them. But he certainly is on the front lines of this battle and has been for many years, trying to educate the American people about what's going on. Certainly one of our favorite guests. Terry, go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in getting more information in this regard, you may just Google my name, Terry L. Cook, Terry L. Cook, no E, and you'll be able to view all the videos I've done for the last 20 years. If you want my books, they're there as well. So just simply Google my name, Terry L. Cook, and my books will come up. You go to Amazon and get them from Amazon.com. And watch all my videos free, including the History Channel I did about a year and a half ago, Countdown to Apocalypse. And what Dr. Stan is talking about and what we'll be talking about tonight is indeed the countdown to the apocalypse.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're living in truly prophetic times. Terrible things lie ahead. We're not going to get back to the good old days. Make your preparations economically, but spiritually as well.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Terry is saying that basically we are heading into this new world, this new, it's going to be a new crucible. It's going to be, and basically there are many, many definitions of the word crucible. It's a known, one of the definitions is a mixing pot. But certainly there are many things that are going to be happening in the very near future. The world you and I have lived in, the comfortable world, certainly the prosperous world, the safe world, where we didn't have to worry about going out at nighttime, at least in most of our cities, certainly in the inner city, you wouldn't want to be going out and walking around at night. But we live certainly in a wonderful society. We have over 100 million Americans today on welfare. Isn't that wonderful? Over 149 million Americans get some form of welfare check. I'm talking about Social Security and Medicare and their welfare checks because they've already spent all the money. There's no welfare fund there. They're having to borrow the money so they can put out the money that is owed every year for 150 million Americans. The only trouble is you can't keep putting out money you don't have. We're having to borrow the money. That's why we have well over $17 trillion in debt today. And there's only one way it's going, and that is up. And eventually the whole thing collapses. And they know that. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. Go right ahead, Terry.
Yes, and that situation in particular, Dr. Stan, also creates what the New World Order elitists define as their standing army, as it were. They also have their real standing armies, their military armies, but the welfare folks are considered an army too because all they have to do is cut off their benefits, and guess what? They hit the streets, riot, and revolt, which is all planned. So So the welfare folks, the food stamp recipients, in many cases, are a alternative standing army that have been created to both collapse our economic system and create chaos. And back to the word crucible we go. So as Dr. Stan and I have just said, generally the first usage of the term crucible means a large vat or container in which molten metals are purified and stirred up, as it were, a very hot molten metal container. But beyond that, we're going to discuss six more meanings. And all of these apply to the New World Order, Ordo Ab Chao, meaning a new order from old chaos, from the chaos that they're about to dump the old world order into under God, and put us into this mixing pot, this hot mixing pot, this crucible, which will do the following things. So the second definition or usage of the word crucible means a test of the most decisive kind, a severe trial, as in the crucible of affliction of some kind of affliction, see. And that's coming. And we're about to be jarred out of our old comfortable order and turned completely upside down into a crucible of affliction. The third meaning of crucible is that crucible means a situation of severe trial or in which different elements interact, leading to the creation of something brand new. You see? And that we can define as the George Hegelian dialectic of taking the thesis, then working against that thesis with an antithesis, the antithesis, and then coming out with something they want, something new, the synthesis, you see. Then there's another meaning for the word crucible, which is an extremely difficult experience or situation in which to be, a severe test or trial, as the emotional crucible of having to go to war during a wartime deployment, which they've also created. This creates economic stress, this creates emotional stress, national stress, every kind of stress. You see, that's chaos, that creates mental chaos, situational chaos, national chaos, and so forth. It's all building to something. Another use of the term crucible means a place, time, or situation in which different social forces or intellectual influences come together and cause such new developments as well. Another meaning of crucible is that it's a very difficult and trying experience that acts as a refining or hardening process, much as we described in usage number one, regarding refining molten metals, see. So it's a very difficult and trying personal experience, emotional human experience that acts as a refining or hardening process for the coming new world order. And finally, we could go on and on, but finally I'm going to say that crucible means an environment in which a very dangerous and difficult and sometimes exciting event exists that evolves the world into a particular direction. Accordingly, the soon coming, not just coming anymore, but the soon coming, Ordo Ab Chao, meaning order from chaos, the crucible of that, okay, all the chaos that's being created is going to dump the world into a crucible, a melting pot, as it were, mixed up in hot, molten type circumstances into total global chaos that will eventually deliver the world into the communist satanic new world order under the leadership of the son of the devil himself, the Antichrist, Mr. 666, the beast man of the apocalypse. The four horsemen, Revelation 6, are at the gate awaiting the starting pistol. Dr. Stan, it's all about to begin.
And, of course, basically, you can look at the world from two points of view. First of all, there are certainly are geopolitical events that are happening, and there are certainly people with economic goals and objectives and philosophical objectives, and that explains what's going on today. Or the Bible is true. We are living in prophetic times, and we are seeing the fulfillment of biblical prophecy as is outlined in the Revelation, and specifically Revelation 6, where we learn about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And I believe, of course, it depends upon your worldview. I'm coming at the world from a Christian point of view, and I believe we're going to see the unfolding of the events in Revelation 6:8, and at least you should read that. See what's going on, and then as the events transpire, why, of course, hopefully you'll begin to understand that the Bible is certainly valid. The information that is there is being fulfilled, and you better have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir, and that's the bottom line here. This is the final war between God and Satan, and Satan wants your soul. God wants your soul, and he's given us the avenue of Jesus Christ. That's the only road that can save your soul. That's the only road to heaven. Satan has diverted all of mankind for 6,000 years down various false roads to enlightenment. They all lead to hell. Secret societies and so forth, elitist societies and so forth. That's the wrong road, ladies and gentlemen. Because the only light at the top of those roads is Lucifer, Satan. The true light is Jesus Christ, and that's the only road to go down for you. And if you haven't made that firm commitment, I suggest you get on your knees and you do it yesterday. Because you will be forced into the crucible of having to decide against Jesus Christ and for the Antichrist. And if you don't decide for him, he'll cut off your head, as you're now beginning to see. Islam is moving into this country. They're setting up a temple in Alaska now. They're building a $100 million mosque elsewhere. They're saying that by October they'll have their mosque, this $100 million mosque done, and that they'll have thousands of Ebola martyrs in place to spread the disease. Thousands of them, at least 3,000 of them, they say in one publication. You see? So a Republican just came out today and said ISIS, as Dr. Stan mentioned at the beginning of the show, is also developing a means by which to blow up an entire U.S. city. Did you hear that? Also, they're planning to blow up 100 shopping centers by the end of the year, they say. Okay? Imagine if we have about 100 shopping malls blow up, and maybe even an entire city by the end of the year. We don't know. They're saying this. Of course, we just have to put it all in perspective and realize that something big is about to happen of an unparalleled nature. Also, you have to keep in mind that U.S. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel just had a speech before the news folks lately, and he said that the Islamic ISIS state is a threat beyond anything we've seen, says the Pentagon. Okay, now, of course they know it's a threat beyond anything Americans have seen because, as Dr. Stan indicated, the CIA created it. It says this new ISIS Islamic threat is unparalleled because it has incredible financing from, they say the Middle East. They say Arabia, okay, the Sunnis, they say. And so it has unparalleled financing, unparalleled wartime technology, unparalleled sophistication, and a military structure and plan, and yet they cut off people's heads as part of that plan, you see. So Chuck Hagel just said that today at a news conference. So, ladies and gentlemen, he said, get ready. It's coming to America, and indeed it is. So the good times are over, and our churches are still having Sunday cakewalks and collecting money for their basketball fund. What do you think of that, Stan?
Well, I think that the American people are incredibly naive. And to actually think that the CIA would create a horrible Islamic movement that murders people and then turn it loose, and whether our people are still working there and keep assistance, I suspect they are. But you have to have an enemy to have a war.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and first Terry summarized what this is all about. Basically, we're involved in a spiritual battle. Most people want to think this is political, ideological, philosophical. Ladies and gentlemen, it is all of those, but it is a political, ideological, philosophical battle. It's a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and philosophical battlefield. But there really is another dimension. There really are satanic forces in the world. They're not imaginary. They're real. And basically, of course, they are pitted against the God of the Bible. And Lucifer is not a theoretical idea. He has been trying to rule this world going all the way back to the time of Nimrod. We're talking over 4,000 years ago. And Nimrod was certainly prevented from creating his one world government because God intervened. And certainly the Persians tried and the Assyrians tried and certainly the Egyptians tried. All these groups tried, the Greeks, the Romans, Adolf Hitler, certainly Napoleon. They all wanted to rule the world. God always intervened. But God is allowing this to go ahead for the first time in all history, why everything is in place to create this one world government. Go right ahead, Terry.
Absolutely correct. Again, I don't need to cover that. You did so well. And that's the bottom line. That's where we're going. For the first time in history, 6,000 years of history, forget what all those idiotic scientists say about the world's been here for billions and billions and billions of years. All that, you know, it's just New Age nonsense. You have to believe God. He created us. He created all those phony scientists who themselves have created an empire for them, and they have their PhD degrees, which in my opinion, in many cases, not in all, there are many fine people out there that are highly educated, but in many cases, PhD could mean piling it higher and deeper, you see. So all those evolutionists that said that there was a Big Bang Theory themselves are in a position to suffer from the Big Bang that's coming. And the Big Bang that's coming is not the Big Bang Theory in that regard. The Big Bang that's coming is World War III and then Armageddon, and the world being transitioned into a final government under the Antichrist, the son of the devil himself, to mock how God sent Jesus to us as the Son of God, you see. It's a counterfeit. And most of the world will believe it. They'll wonder after this beast man of the apocalypse. They'll take his mark and march right after him and onward into hell. So the impending New World Order system of worldwide government is a progressive, communist, Islamic, satanic, global revolt against God that most of the world will join into.
And, you know, basically, if we talk about recent history, what was the real reason for World War One? Well, the reason we had World War One was because this small little group that runs the world wanted to create the League of Nations. That was to be the world government and the accomplishment of their world ruled by the Antichrist. And, of course, when that failed, they had to have World War II. World War II was totally contrived, and basically that was, though, to bring the United Nations. And when that failed, why, World War III became inevitable, and I shudder when I hate to think what's going to happen, because I really believe that truly hundreds of millions of people are going to perish, and suddenly many of them are going to be right here in the United States. Go right ahead, Terry.
Absolutely, I agree. And that's why we're being so serious tonight in terms of encouraging you to prepare. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't make any money selling preparedness items or food storage items. I just don't. I don't make any money really selling books. I sell a few, but the reason I'm here and the reason Stan's here is we're working for the Lord. And he doesn't want you to suffer. He doesn't want you to go to hell. And so that's why we're here. We are agents of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we're trying to help you. Okay, as I said, you don't have to buy my book. You don't have to watch television programs. You don't have to, if you're listening to this program, this is all you need. But this is our final warning, I think, or we're getting very close to it. Let's hope we're wrong. But I kind of think this October, which is the devil's celebration of death month, I kind of think this October is going to be earth-churning, a crucible. And it looks as though everything is pointing in that direction. It looks as though everything's going to come unglued during October. Let's hope I'm wrong and that another year passes, but it's not a matter of if anymore. It's a matter of when. So we don't have many months left, whether it's this October, next October, or any time in between. You need to get ready very quickly, very quietly. and keep your mouth shut about what you have, because it's going to be very, very nasty in the very near future.
I'm sure you're absolutely right. Well, basically, our guest, of course, is Terry Cook. He's been studying this for well over 20 years. Now, understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there really is another dimension. People keep trying to tell you, we have all these people coming from other galaxies. No, they're coming from the other dimension.
Why is it going
to increase their yield? Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Terry is talking about this final revelation, basically the final 3.5 years of the 7-year period, when, of course, all hell breaks loose. There is no Christian influence in the world. And, of course, Satan is in total control. And there will be total chaos. And suddenly, a mass extermination. We're told that if God didn't intervene, why, of course, nobody would survive this period. But go right ahead.
Yes, and Malachi Martin, Dr. Malachi Martin, who's now deceased, and he was bludgeoned to death after writing a book called The Windswept House about how the Vatican had been taken over by Satanists. He was bludgeoned to death in Europe someplace. But he was a very fine Catholic author, and I have a copy of his book that I purchased when he first published it in the early 90s.
Oh, well, let me do you one better. I have a 4-CD set of interviews with Malachi Martin, which is available through Radio Liberty. If you've never heard his discussion of Windswept House or his other books, or the background, Sidney, or as he talks about how Satan is working in the Vatican. A wonderful source of information, the 4-CD set with Malachi Martin's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But, Sidney, you've got his book, Windswept House, which is excellent because it shows how Satan is working at the highest levels of the Vatican today. Go right ahead.
Oh, Doctor, that I didn't know you had those. Noah Hutchings has his own as well, but I didn't know you had interviewed Dr. Malachi Martin. What a man he was, and what a prolific author. And yes, The Windswept House is mind-numbing. He wrote it in the fictional form, of course, and it was so powerful in fictional form, in nonfiction, it would have just murdered him sooner, got him killed sooner. But in fictional form, it was still powerful enough to get him murdered, bludgeoned to death. Nevertheless, his book before that is even more mind-numbing. And that was titled The Keys of This Blood, Pope John Paul II versus Russia and the West for Control of the New World Order. Now, this is a 700-page volume, but the introduction is so mind-blowing that that's really all you have to read. I mean, I've read, for the last 20 years, I've read this book several times, but I'm going to share, I think we have enough time where I can share about one page of this book that'll absolutely, well, Excedrin headache number, was that used to be, I think the ad was Excedrin headache number 9, Stan, was it? Or 11, something like that. But you're going to need some aspirin after this. But since you're able to get the interview series that Dr. Stan just mentioned, I encourage you to contact Liberty Radio, Dr. Stan, and get Malachi Martin's interviews that Dr. Stan did with him, because what an impressive man he was. And I truly believe he was a Catholic and a Jesuit, but I truly believed he loved the Lord Jesus Christ, regardless of all of that Catholic stuff. Okay, so here I am in the introduction section of this 700-page book by Malachi Martin, written in the very early 90s after George Bush won, you know, H.W., announced the New World Order 200 times. And then right after that, this book came out, published by one of the biggest publishing houses in America, okay? And it's just mind-numbing. I can encourage you. There's still used copies of it available, The Keys of This Blood. Get a copy. You will absolutely not be the same after reading this. So I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs here before the next break. And this confirms everything Dr. Stan and I are telling you and have been telling you. And it does it so succinctly. And so professionally that I just can't understand why more radio shows haven't been done with this information. Every time I do a radio show or a series of radio shows, I always try to include it. But Dr. Stan, here it is. I'm just going to read a few paragraphs, and that really just wraps up succinctly what we're discussing. And I got to remind you folks, this was written in about 1991. I didn't turn to the copyright page, but as I recall, it was about 1991 when George Bush Sr., H.W., announced the New World Order more than 200 times and sent us off to that illegal war. And then he said, this won't be another Vietnam, but it is, isn't it? It is. It's worse than Vietnam. It's a never-ending war. So let's share a few of this paragraphs in this book, The Keys of This Blood. I'm quoting right now. Willing or not, ready or not, we are all involved in an all-out, no-holds-barred, three-way global competition. Most of us are not competitors, however. We are the stakes. We are the prize for this competition. For the competition is about who will establish the first one-world system of government that has ever existed throughout history, that has ever existed throughout the society of nations. It is about who will hold and wield the dual power of authority and control over each of us as individuals and over all of us together as a global community. In fact, over the entire 6 billion plus people expected by demographers to inhabit the Earth by early in the third millennium. Well, folks, we're there now. It's actually 7 billion or more. Okay? The next paragraph says, quote, "The competition is all out because now that it has started, there is no way it can be reversed or called off." Folks, did you get that? That's the second paragraph that's one sentence long of the 700-page book, The Keys, okay, that I just mentioned. It's mind-numbing. That's it. I'll read it again. The competition is all out because now that it has started, that was in 1991, there is no way it can be reversed or called off. Now, you see, that's what Dr. Stan said earlier as we started the show. This thing can't be stopped. It's wrapping up biblical history. All prophetic things must happen as God said they will happen. So I'm going to start the third paragraph now. Listen to this. It's better. But this is just the third paragraph of a 700-page book. You need this book. And you also need those recordings from Dr. Stan of his interviews with Dr. Malachi Martin. So I'm starting the third paragraph, only the third paragraph, on page one. No holds are barred because once the competition has been decided, the world and all that's in our world, our way of life as individuals and as citizens of all the nations, our families, our jobs, our trade, our commerce, our money, our educational system, our religious systems and cultures, even the badges of our national identity, which most of us have always taken for granted anyway, all will have been powerfully and radically altered forever. No one can be exempted from the effects of the New World Order, and no sector of our lives will remain untouched by it. Stan, that's the end of the third paragraph. I haven't even gotten started on the book.
And, of course, he's absolutely right. He understood that this is a battle to create a one-world government, a battle between God and Satan. It's not imaginary. It's very real. And, of course, the Vatican at the highest levels has been infiltrated by people who worship Satan. Until you understand that, why, of course, you can't understand what's going on. But if you're a Protestant, don't just snicker at the Catholics, because they have their Satanists working at the highest levels of the Protestant church as well. Go right ahead.
The beginning of his fourth paragraph on page one sums it up again. He says, quote, "The competition began and continues as a three-way affair because that is the number of rivals with sufficient resources to establish and maintain a global new world order. Nobody who is acquainted with the plans of these three rivals has any doubt but that only one of them can win. Each expects the other two to be overwhelmed and swallowed up and merged together in the coming maelstrom of change. That being the case, it would appear inescapable that their competition will end up as a confrontational war. As to the time factor involved," Dr. Martin continues, "those of us who are under 70 will see at least the basic structures of the coming new world global government installed. Those of us under 40 will surely live under its legislative, executive, and judiciary authority and control. Indeed, the three rivals themselves, and many more besides as time goes on, speak about this new world order not as something that's around some distant corner of time, but as something that is imminent in our lifetime, as a system that will be introduced and installed in our midst by the end of the final decade of the second millennium. Well, we're way past that now, but it's almost fully installed, you see. What these competitors are talking about then, listen, folks, listen. I want you to listen to this paragraph here on the second page of the introduction of this book. Listen now. I want to stress this. What these competitors are talking about then is the most profound and widespread modification of international, national, and local life that the world has ever seen. And the competition they are engaged in can be described simply enough as the millennium endgame. The millennium endgame. That's how they describe it. Now, Dr. Stan, I could go on and on, but doesn't that pretty much cover it?
It certainly does. We're moving towards a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion. And the purpose, certainly, of this whole movement is the destruction of Christianity, which is why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, which is certainly why, certainly, the CIA is funding this radical Islamic movement throughout the world that has killed millions of Christians. And basically, certainly over in Iraq today, it's beheading and killing the Christians there. Those who can escape are trying to escape into Kurdistan. And the people we are financing are doing everything they can to torture them to death and to behead them and to kill them. And they're raping the women and they're burning the Christian towns. And where is the outcry from the American Christian Church about what's going on and the persecution of Christians in the Near East and the Middle East? Why, it's deafening and it's silence. And I really believe that God is going to hold the American Christian Church and American Christian leaders responsible, not for what they've done, but what they have failed to do. Go right ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very solemn, sincere, and emotional message tonight because Dr. Stan's been out there doing this much longer than I, but I've been out there, as you mentioned, about 20 years, and Americans have been lulled to sleep through a temporary phase of phony prosperity and inflated housing prices and easy money. We've all been lulled to sleep. And now our brains have become pretty much mushed and mashed together with nonsensical stuff to where we can't think outside the box in which we're about to be buried. Now, we've all heard that term. I think I've coined it a little bit differently. We've all heard that term, can you think outside the box? And I've changed it, modified it to mean that most people can't think outside of the box in which they're about to be buried. Think about that for a moment. So please allow me to make this message very clear by succinctly wrapping it all up into a sentence or two. Okay, but this new world order is about Satanism, period. And it has many labels to disguise itself away from Satanism. And that's what Satan does. You know, he owns the governments. He owns the political systems. He owns virtually everything through his elitist cadre called the Illuminati, the Luciferians who run the world, pretty much headed by the international bankers, Rothschild, Rockefeller, so forth, the Queen of England, and so on, and many thousands under them. But the bottom line here is that it's all Satanism. You see, once you get that, then you can see through the rest of the smoke and mirrors and the smog and so on. But you got to get it. This is the final war between God and Satan. The whole world will become Satanized, as it were. And God has to go, Christ has to go, Satan has to come in, and all of his phony teachings, satanic teachings, New Age teachings, every diversion away from Christ, you know, Buddhism, Hinduism, and all those other isms. And then you have corporatism and fascism and communism and everything. But really, it's all Satanism in disguise. I hope I've made that very clear. So I'll repeat it one more time. The new term that we're hearing most often now is progressivism. And really, that's not a new term. It was originated, founded by the communists in the 30s. But now it's a way for them to deceive you that progressivism isn't really communism, it isn't really liberalism, it isn't really socialism. It's now progressive. It's something better than that, you see? None of those things they say apply when actually that's another smokescreen, because progressivism is socialism, communism, liberalism, leftism, Islamism, fascism, democratism, neoconservatism, new ageism, Buddhism, all the other isms are all equally synonymous alternative terms for disguised Satanism. That about covers it, Dr. Stan.
And I think it's an excellent summary of what is really going on today. Ladies and gentlemen, you must understand, this is not theoretical. This is really very, very real. There really are people who worship Satan because they think that he has the answer, and they have an intense hatred for the God of the Bible. And until you understand that, why, of course, so much of what's going on doesn't make any sense. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness, and we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
and of course, increasingly, why other countries are not going to be lending us money. And China and India and Brazil and certainly South Africa and these various countries, the so-called BRIC nations, are setting up their own independent financial system, which is going to exclude America, and certainly we're not going to be able to borrow the money there. And when you can't borrow money and you've got all this money to put out, what are you going to do? Well, you can, of course, print it, but when you do, you soon destroy the value of your currency. We're in for real serious problems, and you might as well face it. We're living certainly in a make-believe world, and that make-believe world is going to end, I fear, very, very soon. Under any circumstances, we do hope that you'll want to get the information we talked about, the 4-CD set by interviews with Malachi Martin, and it's just called Malachi Martin, and you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know about the world's satanic movement, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, you can get The Shadows of Power, a great book by James Perloff. Ted Flynn has written a wonderful book on this subject. And you read the three of them, you'll see how this all fits together, how it all dovetails. And, of course, we're moving towards the climax in history. So we ask you, of course, to, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty maintain its network of stations and programs, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and with a monthly contribution or a donation or whatever you can do, will it be appreciated? Because that's how we're able to do what we do 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. Well, right now we've cut back to 4 hours a day, and for probably the next week or two, I will have to let up on our latest program because of my illness and the chemotherapy. But certainly we are going to try to do as much as we can because we are approaching the climax of history. And I want to warn as many people as I can in the time that's allotted to me. And I hope that you will do the same thing. We have to depend upon you reaching others. Certainly our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do hope, of course, you get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. Certainly we want to know how they control the media. It's called The New Media Monopoly, written by a left-winger who actually believes the right-wing controls the media. The right-wing doesn't control the media. There's little satanic groups we talk about controls the media. It's time we took America back. So please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until Monday at the same time, may the Lord be with you. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor Billy Crone, who is certainly one of our favorite guests. And we have so many wonderful guests, and Pastor Billy, certainly one of them. Pastor Billy has a church in Las Vegas, Nevada, but he also certainly has put together the most wonderful series of DVDs on the final countdown of the prophetic events that are unfolding today. So, Pastor, without further ado, Pastor Billy, can you pick up the story about where we're going on today? And are we going to be covering the final countdown? Are we going to be covering prophetic events or UFOs? Or what are we going to be covering tonight?
Well, the final countdown, certainly, and it's the hot topic on the Mark of the Beast. And I just had a phone call today, kind of got me going again on it, from a lady and a Japanese descent. And she had come across some material that I'd done a few years ago, specifically on the RFID technology, radio frequency identification. And it's, you know, it's that technology that, hopefully, your listeners know that it's being used that it can not only store information as a database on a microchip. That microchip, of course, can be implanted underneath your skin. It could be now tattooed on your skin. The technology can do both. But that same technology can also be used to make financial transactions, and it can also be used as a tracking device. And, it's been out there for a while, but what got me going was her comment. And she had just come across some teachings had done on that, and she was blown away by it. And she wasn't just blown away, but she was also disappointed. She was disappointed in her church, and she was disappointed in Sunday school teachers and things of that nature. I'm not here to slam on the church per se, but her point was, why didn't anybody tell me? How come nobody's talking about this? I can't believe this. And I said, yeah, this has been going on for quite some time. This is the first I ever heard of it. Why doesn't anybody? And it just further dawned on me, what is going on in the American church today? We are in the apostasy. The Bible warned about 2,000 years ago that in the last days that the church will gather around themselves teachers who will tickle their ears. It's the Greek word kenetho, and that word tickle means only pleasant thing. So Paul says, how do you know you're living in the last days? How do you know you're getting close to the return of Jesus Christ? When you see, not in the world, when you see in the church, the only thing coming from the pulpit is pleasant thing. Don't talk about RFID. Don't talk about the mark of the beast. Certainly don't mention hell or sin or God's wrath. And certainly don't preach on Bible prophecy. That's not only pleasant thing. And that's what I was trying to encourage this lady is that, unfortunately, we're living in the time of the apostasy. And just trying to get her equipped on that topic. But that's what's happening. I think there's a lot of people out there, even Christians, who do love Jesus. They love the Lord, but they're ill-equipped. And that's why we try to provide these studies for the Christian, the non-Christian, to let you know that this is not make-believe. A lot of people want to say that Bible prophecy is the term they use today in the church is doom and gloom. I don't want to hear doom and gloom. Oh, no, not more doom and gloom. And yet the irony is the Bible says that when you study Bible prophecy, it's a threefold blessing for those who read, who hear, who take it to heart. I didn't say that. That's what the book of Revelation chapter 1 says. And so God says when you study Bible prophecy, it's not doom and gloom. It's awesome. It's a threefold blessing. So why wouldn't you want to be blessed? Because the same Bible said and warned that you're living in the last days when you see this turning away from the truth, turning aside to muthos is another Greek word that means stories made up. In the church, they only want pleasant things to the point where they say, you know what? I'm going to turn away from the Bible and listen to these stories made up. Folks, it's all happening. What's happening is people are being left in the dark. They don't realize how close we are to the fulfillment even of the mark of the beast.
Amen to that. Well, Chris, our guest this evening is Pastor Billy Crone. I think you're going to be fascinated by the information you're going to hear tonight, and we hope that you'll want to get Pastor Billy Crone's DVDs because they will help you to educate others.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Yes, and in the scriptures, we're told that we are going in the latter days, that we have to take a mark either on the back of our right hand or on our forehead. And because, you know, when the scriptures were written, we're talking about several thousand years ago, there was no idea that we could have the electronic world that we have today. That would be the furthest from whatever anybody could imagine. But of course, now we've seen this whole thing unfolding, and basically it is possible then to have a situation where we can put a mark onto people and we can identify them. And everybody is going to have a mark, or they'll need to be able to buy and sell. In other words, they're going to have a cashless society. So right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, and the cashless society is already fast approaching. In fact, that's a whole other topic. We talked about that before. Is you're not only seeing the monetary system go cashless. We've been trained for that. You know, first it used to be just, here's cash, and we exchange that. But now we've gone from checks to credit cards to smart cards to just frankly now we make a lot of our transactions online. We don't money never leaves our hand. It's all going electronic. And again, this same technology that you can be marked with inside your body or outside your body, RFID, it can be used to make financial transactions. And not just it can be, it's already being used by people who have received this into their bodies to make financial transactions, and we demonstrate that with the videos. But again, back on the issue, the Bible specifically calls it out, says the right hand or the forehead. And again, why that? Because of weather-related issues, certainly. Those are the two areas of the body that are easily exposed. Also because of the worship issue in Revelation 13. And the forehead certainly fits those who already have the Hindu mark on their foreheads, but also the right hand. And if you really think about it, the right hand, still even to this day, is also used as a sign of worship. Not just that most of the people are right-handed. Certainly there's that issue, I believe. But it also fits in line with worship. And, of course, you saw that with Hitler. And when people worshiped him, what did they do? Well, they gave the Heil Hitler with what? The right hand. You see Palestinian soldiers still to this day, and we share even pictures of it, where they're given a mark, you know, they're raising up the right hand. In fact, one of the interesting things that we also demonstrated is that there are certain people also who are doing the same thing, with, believe it or not, with Obama. And Obama supporters are actually being asked to use their right hands as a form of allegiance for him. And so it's just crazy. It continues on today. It's not just, oh, they did that back in Hitler's day. They're doing it again today as well. And again, even you look at the Catholic population, which makes up a big portion of the planet, they have a mark on their head every year on Ash Wednesday. So you start putting all this together, and getting a mark on not just your right hand or on your forehead isn't strange, especially when you tie it in with the text that says it's a worshipful issue. It fits exactly what the bulk of the planet is already doing. Another one is it's a logistical thing. And certainly what you're seeing is, you know, there's been a debate in the church for quite some time, and that people say, well, no, the mark says it's on the right hand or on the forehead. And someone say, no, it means in the right hand or in the forehead. So, you know, people come back and forth. Well, what people don't realize is this exact same technology, RFID, can actually be used for either one. So it really doesn't matter. Like, we argue about the wrong thing. We major in the minors and minor in the majors. The same technology can not only be used as a biometric implant, and that's been out for quite some time. In fact, it was approved by the FDA for human implantation back in 2002, folks. Okay, approved by the FDA, and not just for animals, but for people. And but also, they've come out with what's called an epidermal RFID tattoo. In fact, I just came across another article, was it yesterday, this morning, and showing how they're starting to use these external epidermal RFID tattoo to put on children when they're born, right on their chest. And, you know, so we can keep track of their vitals. But also, you know, you don't want somebody stealing a baby, so you mark them. Folks, that's happening right now. And that's the same technology. And what's interesting, too, is this RFID technology can also not just be affixed to the outside of the body with, like, a tag that sticks to you. It could actually be embedded underneath a tattoo, believe it or not. And so a person can have an RFID tag underneath a tattoo. I mean, what's everybody want nowadays? Well, look at all the reality shows. Tattoos are in vogue. Everybody wants a tattoo. Well, if you don't want to have, you know, this sightly, you know, computer-looking device, you know, on your hand or forehead, well, hey, just embed it underneath your tattoo. It'll still be there. You just can't see it. Then, if that wasn't wild enough, this RFID technology can also now be printed. You can actually print this stuff. And the ink that they use is invisible. It's kind of like if you ever had to take your kids and were tortured and had to take your kids to Chuck E. Cheese or something like that. If you go there, they stamp your hand and stamp the hand of your kids so that, you know, if you leave, make sure it's your own kid. And, but you can, if you can only see that ink when you put it underneath the ultraviolet light. Well, they actually have the same kind of technology for RFID. And they're actually currently using it on cattle. There's a company, I'm not making this up, this is actually the name of the company. It's called Somark, S-O-M-A-R-K. Check it out yourself, as in Mark of the Beast, Somark. And they're using invisible RFID ink to tag cattle. And in fact, we share the actual video clip of the founders of Somark, and they're being interviewed, and the guy's joking how all of a sudden the conversation went from, hey, this is working great for animals, for livestock. Do you think they'll ever use it on people? And the guy's just kind of laughing and joking and say, well, yeah, you know, probably, and the co-founder, he'll probably be one of the first ones to get it. He's more open to that. And it's just like, folks, it's always a step-by-step, you know. And by the way, when we got used to the idea of tagging animals, at first it was voluntary. But now with all the animal meat scares and food scare crisis and all that stuff, and remember the axiom, create a crisis, you can manage the outcome. Now it's become mandatory. You need to check out another program. It's called NAIS, N-A-I-S, National Animal Identification. And that is a mandate from the government, folks, that every animal, that includes, you don't have to be a livestock owner. You don't have to be a farmer. That could be an Aunt Josephine who has a couple chickens in her backyard. Everybody has to now register their animals, okay? So at first it was voluntary. Same thing with chipping your pet. Remember how that used to be voluntary? Okay, there's not just whole counties and areas that are now making it mandatory that you have to get your pet chipped. But now they're starting to be whole country. And so, again, it's the same tactic. You start at the extremes, work your way in towards your ultimate goal. And I truly believe that this first voluntary, then mandatory of the pet chipping, microchipping, is a precursor to people. Because right now, we're currently in that convenient, voluntary decision stage where people right now are voluntarily being chipped with biometric implants to make financial transactions. It's the rage in a lot of bars today. Don't you want to be cool? Don't you want to be one of the VIP guests that when they just scan your hand and your arm where you get this microchip implant? And by the way, we share the actual videos of this actually happening right now as we speak. But then it automatically pops your name, and when you want a drink, they just scan your arm, scan your chip. And that's happening right now. But see, now it's voluntary, just like the animals. And don't kid yourself, folks, if it's not going to be mandatory. That's exactly what the text says in Revelation 13. It says he forced. He didn't say, if you don't like it, well, okay, I guess we won't do anything about it. No, it says he forced people to do that. He ordered them to set up an image of the beast. This is a mandatory thing. You're going to do it or you're going to die. This technology has progressed. And again, what got me rolling on this even more so was the conversation with this lady today. And she was just blown away. She had never heard of this. This has been going on for years, folks, and it's escalating exponentially, but she had never heard of it. Just recently, within the last week, this is the first, as a born-again Christian, she's ever even heard of this technology. And it's just mind-blowing how far it's progressed and how few people even know just how close we're getting to that. But another reason why you're looking at, I would say, the right hand or the forehead is not only because it fits with the weather-related issues, it certainly fits being easily exposed in cold weather climates, and now you can have it either on you or in you, and fits the worship issue. But it's also the energy issue. And what's interesting about some of these microchip implants, folks, is they have they have to be powered somehow. And some of the power sources that they develop for some of these chips is that they can recharge themselves by converting electricity from the fluctuations of a person's body temperature. Okay, believe it or not, that could generate a charge. Well, one guy who worked in the biomed field for over 30 years, he said this, and this is a quote. He says, over $1.5 million was spent finding out the two places in the human body that temperature changes most rapidly. And can anybody guess where those two places, the best places in the human body, might be? Believe it or not, it's in the forehead, he said, right below the hairline, and the back of the hand. And if you think about that, if you're of the generation, like I grew up in the Midwest and always had all of these home remedies, you never went to the hospital unless your leg literally was falling off. So mom and grandma always just had all these homemade remedies and stuff. But if you think about it, the right hand, the forehead, the back of the hand, the forehead, that's how you check a child's temperature the old-fashioned way. And because that's where the temperature fluctuates the most, and it's the easily check for if you got a fever or something. But now they've spent $1.5 million and they figured out, hey, we can use those two places on the human body. They are the best places of all places on the human body to generate energy to power these chips. You really think that's by chance, folks? I don't think so. It's exactly what the Bible said 2,000 years ago.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that there is prophecy. Either the Bible is relevant and telling us what's going to happen, or it's irrelevant. And if you look and see what's going on today, it should be obvious that the Bible is extremely relevant. We're seeing the unfolding of prophecy.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
You read the scriptures, you're told that these things are going to happen, that we are not to take the chip. The chip certainly could be lethal to us, and if you take the chip, well, you'll spend eternity in hell. And because the average individual doesn't understand these things, because the modern day church certainly is just teaching just be happy go lucky, a gospel. Certainly people don't want to hear bad news, and so they go to churches where they do not talk about prophecy, they do not talk about revelation, they do not talk about the things that are actually taking place today, and the scientific technology that validates what was written thousands of years ago in the scriptures. Pastor Billy, go right ahead.
Well, you know, and again, you might think that, well, nobody's going to, they come across this information, that, okay, that's it, they're never going to go along this. Well, at the same time that the church is being silent on this, unfortunately, which again is a sign that we're in the last days, that did catch God off guard. He told you it's going to happen, the apostasy, and this behavior in the church, the professing church anyway, and by and large. But at the same time, they've been using the power of the educational system and the media to get this younger generation, which is coming to power as we speak, to think that this is awesome. So again, get away from the Bible so people don't equate this with the Antichrist system, and i.e. it's bad, and stay away from it. But they've been conditioning people to say, this is fantastic and wonderful. I can't wait for this stuff. And believe it or not, folks, we document this in our study, even as far back as the early 70s. That's right, the early 70s. Remember those days? And in school, they were indoctrinating kids as far back as the early 70s, this is 1973, to think that getting a chip for buying and selling specifically is going to be fantastic. Now, I'm going to quote to you, this is back in 1973, this is from Senior Scholastics, okay, it's a secular high school journal, okay, and it introduced school-aged children to the concept of buying and selling using numbers inserted in their forehead. This is September 20th, 1973, and it was a feature who was called Who is Watching You? And here's what it said. Check it out yourself. Quote, all buying and selling in the program will be done by computer. No currency, no change, no checks. In the program, people would receive a number that had been assigned to them tattooed in their wrist or forehead. People would receive a number that had been assigned to them, and the number is put on by laser beam and cannot be felt. The number in the body is not seen with the naked eye and is as permanent as your fingerprint. All items of consumer goods will be marked with a computer mark. The computer outlet in the store, which picks up the number on the items at the check stand, will also pick up the number in the person's body and automatically total the price and deduct the amount from the person's, quote, special drawing right account. So somebody's going to dictate your money. This is back in 1973, folks. Back in 1974, the very next year, Linus Pauling, he's a Nobel Prize winner, he suggested that, quote, a mark be tattooed on the foot or the forehead of every young person. Boy, wouldn't that be great? 1980, the U.S. News and World Report warned about the federal government was contemplating, this is back in 1980, national identity cards without which nobody could work or conduct business. Hey, folks, you've been paying attention to what's going on with the current administration. That's exactly what they're doing and putting into play. You will not be able to work unless you have a national identity card. I mean, you all know about the border crisis. I mean, how are we going to keep track of everybody? We need to have a national identity card. And folks, that's happening right now. That was warned about back in 1980, if we were paying attention. But see, people don't put it together, Dr. Monteith, because they're not taught Bible prophecy. So it just goes in one ear out the other. And they'll see this stuff right before their eyes. They'll actually watch it on TV at a news broadcast. But it doesn't equate with them because they don't have the scriptural context. And again, that's what's unfortunate. Now, what's interesting, you're thinking, well, okay, so what? So we get a national identity card. What's the big deal? Well, first of all, these national identity cards, a lot of these new cards that are coming out, or cards, the new passports, and the new enhanced driver's licenses, but a lot of these new identity cards and passports, they all have, guess what? They're all embedded with RFID. Radio frequency identification. And that's the technology that can not only be embedded in the card, but that's the same technology that can be embedded under skin or tattooed on you. Okay? And see, there's only one problem with all these national identity cards that we would be forced to have. Well, what if you lose it? What if somebody stole it? What if you misplaced it? I mean, that'd be horrible. Then what? Well, hey, wouldn't it be great if you had that card underneath your skin? You'd never lose it, would you? Folks, I'm telling you, it's a step-by-step ruse, and we're almost ready for step one.
Amen, we are. And this is Dr. Stan, I guess, Ambassador Billy Crone. And this whole incredible nightmare story is coming to pass right before our eyes. And our churches, our ministers are not warning against it. We'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your miracle to today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith, and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Actually developed the implants for humans. The FDA has approved. The FDA has approved the use of the implants. Implants for human beings. Now it's just a matter of some incident that will be used to justify this, so we can move to the cashless society. Now, before we go on, Pastor Billy, I wanted to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get to your website. We do carry many of Pastor Billy's DVD sets, and we think they're vitally important that you get them, you watch them, you get the information out so that people can really understand. We are moving towards the prophetic things that have been laid out and written out many years ago, and one of them, of course, is a cashless society where we will have certainly an implant, a chip, either in our forehead or certainly in the back of our right hand. But how can people get to your website, Pastor Billy?
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Monty. They can check us out at our main teaching website at getalifemedia.com. That's getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Or if you're in the Las Vegas area, you could come on by for services live at Sunrise Baptist Church. Website is sunriselv.com, sunriselv as in Las Vegas, .com. Or you can just search for my name on the internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
But the important thing is, Pastor Bill, is put together these wonderful DVD sets, and usually there'll be five or six DVDs in each set. And, of course, they are all pointing towards this ultimate climax in history as we move to the fulfillment of prophecy. And, of course, the final countdown is the title for all of these, and you'll get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Or are there 9 of them now? Is that how many do we have?
Yeah, there's a total of 9 volumes. Altogether, it equals to 50 DVDs.
50 DVDs. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, we've watched most of them, and we think that they will be educational for you and for your family, but will help you to understand the validity of the Holy Scriptures. Pastor Billy, you go right ahead with your story.
Well, you know, the FDA, of course, approved it, as we talked about, in 2002. And the next thing you know, they start to promote it. The very next year, all of a sudden, you start seeing these proposals to, hey, you know what? We need to keep our kids safe with the microchip. And, you know, starting to try to get that out there. That's a positive thing. The same year, the European Union starts saying, hey, you know what? A chip wouldn't be that bad if because if everybody got a chip, then we could monitor the people who come to our country. The very next year, all of a sudden you start seeing dignitaries around the world start getting microchip implants because they kidnap gear. Mexico Attorney General and a bunch of other staff members got microchip implants for that very reason. The same year, and I believe this was a proposal came out that, you know what we need to do? We need everybody to get a chip because, for instance, like for police officers, if they had a chip implanted in the hand, then that would only allow the police officers to fire their guns, you know, in case somebody tried to sneak away, right? But see, it would only work for the police officers. That was back in 2004. Folks, we share an actual video because of the latest school crisis and the Sandy Hook thing and all the stuff that some of the recent ones that have been taking place brought up again, you know, with the gun control issues, things of that nature. Well, one of the things that they've now developed, and again, remember, I just quoted to you a proposal back in 2004. 10 years later, it's out there now. They're called smart guns. We share with you the actual video on that. And these smart guns will not fire unless the person has on their body somewhere an RFID chip that will tell that gun that that is the person and the only person who that gun belongs to and thus is the only person can fire. There's several different versions out there. You can get an RFID thing that you slip over your finger so that when you fire the trigger, it recognizes it's from you, and so it'll fire for you. If you don't have it, you can pull that trigger all day long, and it is customized that it will not fire without the RFID chip and the appropriate person information. Another one is there's a wristband that you could wear that will read the RFID chip. And I kid you not, another developer has developed, guess what, is you can get an RFID chip implanted into the fatty part of your hand, and so that you will be the only one who will be able to fire that firearm. I'm not making this up, folks. This is the actual technology because of these crises, because this school shootings, all these gun things. Hey, wonder of wonders, here's how we're going to fix it. We're going to get everybody to get a RFID chip in them, one way or another, so they'll be the only one, if they even let you keep a gun, to be able to fire it. Folks, that was a proposal back in 2004. We're seeing it right now. Check it out yourself. It's called Smart Gun. Okay? But continue on. Then all of a sudden, the very next year in 2005, they said, you know what? Wouldn't it be great if we could just have a digital birth ID that the moment that every child gets born, they could be, you know, identified? And folks, that's, again, happening as we speak, you know, because again, there's that scare that what if somebody took the child to the hospital and, well, not if they had an RFID chip. As soon as they're born, let's chip them. And, you know, then nobody can steal that child ever again. And again, then the next year, 2006, we started to see a strange trend. Not just individual people are kind of getting open to this idea. And the people who are worried about kids getting kidnapped or dignitaries getting kidnapped. But employees started getting microchip implants. We share, again, the actual video of that taking place where employees of this particular company called CityWatch got a microchip implant because they worked in a high-security environment, and that's what they did in order to access the facility. So you think, well, okay, well, that's just that company, and that's just those employees. I mean, surely they would never force the rest of us to get a microchip implant in order to keep our job. Well, first of all, we know it's coming because the Bible said so in Revelation 13. You were forced, everyone, small and great, rich and poor, slave and free, to receive this mark on your right hand or on your forehead. So we know it's coming. But folks, don't kid yourself. This was the bombshell, and we share this actual video clip with you. If you don't think that our government would actually mandate forced chipping, man, what planet have you been on? With all due respect, we share the actual video clip and of Chief Justice Roberts. He was being grilled by then Senator Joseph Biden, who is the vice president, as we all know now. And John Roberts, he was being the candidate for the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. And during that congressional hearing, and of course, as we all know, he now is the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. But during that hearing, he was being grilled by Joseph Biden. And during that hearing, he actually said these words. He said, Can a microscopic tag be implanted into a person's body to track their every movement? There is discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. That's a quote from him, folks. So here it is. You fast forward. Okay, that was during the Joseph Biden was the senator. Now he's the vice president. That's when John Roberts was being a candidate for the U.S. Supreme Court. Now he's the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Okay, and you're, of all things, for him to pepper him with a question is to force people to get an implant in them, a microchip implant, to track their every move. You're thinking, well, they would never do that, would they? Folks, who do you think of the same exact two guys were who forced us to do what everybody thought, well, once this thing goes to the Supreme Court, it'll never pass. It's so unconstitutional, it's ridiculous. And, of course, I'm talking about the Obama health care system. We thought for sure that would never make it past the Supreme Court, didn't we? But guess who had the swing vote, folks? Robert. And so the same people with the Obama administration, including Biden, who are pushing, mandating, forcing us to get this health care system, the same guy who is having this conversation years prior about forcing people to get a microchip implant to track their every move, you really think they're not going to do it? Oh, and by the way, with this Obama health care system, did you know that what is built into that law is it is mandated that everybody's health records have to become electronic? Well, how are you going to do that? Well, the same technology, RFID, which can also be an implant, which can also make financial transactions, which can also track you, works as a wonderful electronic database. And it can store all your personal information as well as all your health records. Wouldn't that be convenient? And also, in that Obama healthcare system, also gives the government the right to deduct from your bank account, if they want to, the funds that are needed. So they have access to do it. Well, how would that happen? Well, this same technology that can store your electronic health records that are mandated now can also be used to deduct, to make financial transactions. Folks, I'm telling you, it's all coming to pass. It was warned about in the Bible 2,000 years ago, but again, like the lady today, this was the first she'd ever heard of it. And it was literally dropping to her because she had no clue it was even out there, let alone how far it is transgressed. But folks, it's just going even further than that. It's in vogue. I think the latest stat that we came across, one out of every five Americans right now that were surveyed, one out of every five, I think this was an MSNBC poll, one out of every five Americans right now would love to have a microchip implant. This isn't just for the fringe, you know, people who hang out in, you know, weird places and that younger generation who's, you know, really hip on, you know, tattoos and implants and stuff like that. Folks, one out of every five, go to a community event, go to the grocery store, go to, dare I say, a church service. If the stats are correct, one out of every five person you're looking at right now, push came to shove, they'd take a microchip implant. That's how far this has progressed, folks, and people are ripe for it. You know, it says they forced everyone, small and great, free and poor. How many people are just like, force more? Hey, sign me up, man. Oh, this is awesome. And a lot of people are going to be doing just that. But again, folks, at the same time, all this is taking place, you know, it's being promoted, not just in the school system, it's being promoted by people who are in the media. Okay? Listen to this. We share the actual interview. Or the actual program, the video program, of Andy Rooney in 60 Minutes. And this was right after the 9/11 attack, okay? And again, create a crisis, you manage the outcome. You know, with all, how are we going to identify if somebody's a terrorist? You know, we got to have some better way of doing this. Well, listen to what he said. He said something has to change, though. They have to find a better way to identify the bad guy, or the rest of us are just going to stay home and watch the rest of the world go on just by television. But we need some system for permanently identifying safe people. He said most of us are never going to blow anything up. And there's got to be something better than one of those photo IDs. He said a tattoo somewhere, maybe. He said the Saudis used an American device to scan the eyes of travelers. Quote, I wouldn't mind having something implanted permanently in my arm that would identify me. So she said that on 60 Minutes. How many people watch 60 Minutes? Okay, how many people were influenced by what he said? John Walsh of America's Most Wanted, he said about implants, he said it's, quote, a brilliant idea. He said, I wish somebody would develop it because, number one, time is crucial when a child is missing. And you could locate them by the chip. And even if they weren't lucky enough to locate them, finding the body is crucial for two things, the ending of the search of the parents and helping with the prosecution of the case. So I hope that somebody developed it in my lifetime. Well, good news, John, they have, and they're being promoted today as we speak. In fact, we share, even on, you're thinking, well, that's just those liberal people. You know, they, you know, unfortunately, they don't know any better. Well, folks, even Sean Hannity, we share this interview. He's interviewing Scott Silverman, one of the CEOs of these people who are for the human implantation chips. He's interviewing Scott Silverman, and Sean Hannity said this about microchips. And I quote, and you will see the video with your own eyes. I'm not making this up. Everybody's promoting this. He said, quote, he loved this idea of putting microchips in kids to keep track of them. What? Another guy, he wrote this. Listen to this. He said, with more Americans than ever before being dependent on government redistribution of wealth and services to get by, acceptance by most people of this technology is not such a far-off proposition, especially, listen to this, with the threat of cutting off access to those services which people have become too dependent upon for survival. Those who refuse the chip, of course, would soon be labeled unpatriotic domestic terrorists. They would be added to no-fly lists, because if you're not chipped, you're probably hiding something, and you're obviously dangerous. And soon we would see FBI and Department of Homeland Security bulletins distributed to doctors and retailers and government bureaucrats about how to identify potentially threatening activities of non-chippers. If you see an unchipped, say something. It's your duty. Folks, I'm telling you, this is not that far off of reality, and it's all been conditioned. And you might be sitting there thinking it's science fiction, and it's still a long ways away. It's not. This is from a quote from one of the chief scientists, okay, of the guys developing and have developed this technology. He made this prediction. He said, a few years ago, there may have been resistance, but not anymore. He says people are getting used to having implants. New century, new trend. This will be very, very popular, he says. He said 50 years ago, the thought of a cell phone where you could walk around talking on the phone was unimaginable. Now they're everywhere. Just like the cell phone, these microchip implants will be a connection from yourself to the electronic world. It will be your guardian, your protector. It will bring good things to you. We will be a hybrid of electronic intelligence to your own soul. Folks, this is, again, their plan. And again, you're thinking, well, okay, you know, those new nifty devices, those crazy kids are always thinking of something new. It's, no. And again, this is why my heart breaks for, like, that lady. People have no clue that this is the rise of the Mark of the Beast technology, okay? This is something you don't want to be a part of. This is not good. This is showing us for the first time in the history of mankind, since this was prophesied nearly 2,000 years ago via the Spirit of God, via the Apostle John, the book of Revelation, that we now have, it's not 50 years down the road, it's here right now as you're listening to this interview. We have the ability on the planet for the first time in the history of mankind for one man to dictate what people across the planet buy and sell, specifically with a marking system on their body, in their hand or in their forehead, the right hand or forehead, and force them to do it. Otherwise, they would not be able to buy or sell. Folks, that technology is here today, and it's being promoted all over the place. This is something that, folks, you need to get the information out. People need to be equipped that this is really happening, okay? And you're thinking, like, well, there's no way that these guys are going to pull it off. Folks, it's not just there's no way. They're going to. It's always been the same thing. It's been a step-by-step plan of how they're going to do this. At first, they release the technology. At first, it's voluntary. And then they find some sort of creative crisis to force it to become mandatory. At first, folks, it was just into the cards, whether it's your ATM card, your credit card, or your national ID card. But again, there's a fatal flaw in all those scenarios. You could lose it or should conceal it. I'm telling you what's coming next is they're going to create a crisis, and everybody has to get these things ultimately secure. You need to get these cards, quote-unquote, inside you.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Why aren't you hearing about this elsewhere? Well, this is Dr. Stan.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and certainly you have heard this last hour, one of the most important programs we've ever done. Pastor Billy has wonderful information. It's all verified, and you can get his DVD sets by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Suddenly, this should be being preached from our churches, from pulpits all across America, and it is not. Our churches are not telling us how that we are witnessing the fulfillment of prophecy almost on a daily basis. But this is long-term planning. They want everybody marked. They want everybody chipped. And it's only a matter of having a crisis and what that crisis is going to be, whether it's going to be the coming war, whether it's going to be the coming financial crisis, whether it's going to be an EMP attack, whether it's going to be the explosion of volcanoes around the Pacific Ocean. I can't tell you what it's going to be, but I can tell you there is coming a time when there's going to be a situation where you're going to be forced to take that ship or you won't be able to buy or sell. And ladies and gentlemen, God has prophesied all of these things. Well, let me recommend that you call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and that you actually begin ordering Pastor Billy's DVDs. If you can't afford them, you can go up onto my website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, and you can listen to my interviews with Pastor Billy. They go back at least 6 weeks. And we always say he's always on. They're sending every month. And I think that these latest programs he's been putting out are vitally important because they're putting the information out about this plan to force everyone to take a ship. They know exactly what they're doing. They're just waiting for some sort of a planned crisis. And believe me, they can create a crisis anytime they want to. So we hope that you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and suddenly look at the various items that we have there, that you'll want to get Pastor Billy's DVD sets. It's not that expensive. There are 5 or 6 DVDs in every single one of them. And you need to get them, and then you need to help us get them out across America. So, again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. We hope you'll want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters because that's how we're able to maintain our network of stations. We're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, we broadcast and tell people the truth about what's going on. And without your financial help, we can't continue doing what we're doing. But and a lot of ministries, I will tell you, are having very real problems. Our economy is not good. It's not healthy. We're moving into some very, very difficult times. But of course, Sydney, so far we've been able to at least maintain what we have. And if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help us financially, we hope you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, or of course, that's RadioLiberty.com, www.RadioLiberty.com. And there, of course, you can watch our DVDs, you can listen to our radio programs, you can certainly listen to you can read our newsletters going back many years. And certainly I was writing them 15 years ago or more, 20 years ago. But certainly right now, certainly William Grieg is writing our newsletters, but they're all well worthwhile. And then there are a number of other articles. There are links there. There's certainly sections that will take you to some of the latest news. We ask you to certainly to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. Well, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our vision and our protection. And so until tomorrow, when we'll be back again with some fascinating programs, Dr. Stan, goodbye and good night. And may the Lord be with you. From the night with a light from above, from the mountain.